Welcome, everyone, to Kid Citizen. And welcome again to Kid Citizen. This is a production through the CLC of Bedford and Farnham. I'm Holly Bailey, who has the privilege of hosting and producing this series that is student-led and brought to you through special funding through Desjardins de la Pommeraye and their prizes through the foundation. So a huge thank you to them for making this possible for us to get our children's voices out to you all. So we hope you've been tuning in and enjoying Miss Kinzani's Animal Club. This is part three, the finale of that series, and we are looking at the process that the kids undertook and explored as they became a community of writers. We'll flip now to Miss Kinzani herself as she brings us into this final chapter. Please sit back and enjoy.
So to sum up this project, it has been so much fun to work with this group of students. And when I think back to September, those first few writing assignments, when it was so painful for them to scratch out a few sentences, and they were so worried about their spelling and about getting it right, to watching them, here we are in June, just being completely in tune with their writing and in tune with the process, being able to create, being able to write pages and pages and having that ownership. It has been such an exciting journey. I just wish we had more time because here it is, June, it's the end of the school year, and it'll be hard to say goodbye to this little group of writers, but it's been so much fun to go from writing as students to just becoming that collaborative community.
Was she saved by the bell or what? That was legit. Miss Kinzani leading us into this final chapter, the process of the kids' writing series. And we are going to start it off with our superstar hero, Mr. Sam Vieilleur.
It all started by when I was at my house one day. I was on Google Docs and I just wanted to go into this little place to check out what was in it. And then I saw Google Slides. I was like, what is that? So I clicked on it and it got onto that. And then I learned by myself how to use it.
Wow.
And then over the holidays, I made a Google Slide to teach the whole entire class how to use it. But before that, I taught helpers how to do that. And FX was the first one.
Amazing. So you became a special helper at FX?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
If people had trouble and Sam was already working with someone, it was kind of the backup.
So what's like the great thing about Google Slides? How does it help you show your information? How do you use it?
Well, first of all, we start off with this. It's only one little slide, and then we write the title and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go and click the button to go for another slide. And when we're done, we don't need to be done to do this, but we can go on to present, and mm-hmm. it all becomes bigger, and we can also do something else to make it cool when it switches the slides.
Yeah, it can be like in cube, it can kind of, if you blink, then when you open your eyes or something else.
How did you feel being able to teach other kids how to use this tool?
Well, to me, I was like, this is a good idea to do it, because after that, we did stories and other stuff too.
Oh, so you used it to visually present your work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then we started, after Sam's lesson, we started an animal project. So we had to choose an animal, then we had to put in information.
Okay, and right. You organized your mm-hmm. work and information with the slides?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if people needed help, Sam was there.
Wow, you guys are technical renegades.
Mm-hmm. The first time we were doing the Google Slides,
in the whole with the whole class. I barely got anything done because everyone needed a lot of help.
Right. And then, did they get going on their own?
Yes, yeah. But only after a few days.
Okay, that's normal, right? There's a learning curve. It takes a bit of time.
Yeah.
And how did Miss Canzanetti,
I was just going to say, how did it feel to be a teacher? Because you were the teacher for that.
I was kind of very good. I felt happy about it.
Were they calling you Mr. Sam and Mr. FX?
No.
No?
And what were you going to say, FX?
I was going to say I was kind of a substitute.
A substitute?
That kind of thing. Yeah.
You were a helper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us and telling us about the Google Slides portion.
Clever little cookie there, Sam Vieilleur. Next up, we have a duo, Cassandra Sanschagrin and Logan Evans. Let's hear what they have to say here on 99.1.
Okay, so we have Cassandra and Logan E. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good? So I hear we're talking about search engines. What is a search engine to start with?
A search engine is something that you search on to find information or details about something, like Google and other websites I don't know the name to.
Okay.
Maybe Cassandra knows a few. Do you? Do you know a few names of websites?
I think we mostly used Google, didn't we? And then Google led us to different sites?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What sites did you find that were helpful when you were doing your research?
Do you want to go first, Cassandra?
Yeah. Well, too, when we want to do the research that we don't know how, maybe sometimes we can go on YouTube. You let us go on YouTube and search the things that we want, and also on Google, and on Google Slide too, we can search things.
And were you looking into things? Do you remember learning about what's fiction and nonfiction?
Yes.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Fiction is not real and nonfiction is real.
It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
I've asked
it's not fake.
I talked to my parents about that. Nonfiction to me is not real and fiction to me it's real.
I know. It feels like the opposite, doesn't it?
Yeah, so can we say I already knew that nonfiction is true and fiction is fake.
Okay, so when you were researching your animals, were you looking for facts?
Facts?
Yes.
Do you know what facts are?
Yes.
What's a fact?
Something about the animal that is true.
Right. So yeah. Then, did you use those facts to use them as a tool?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a really good question for you guys. You learned a really big word called plagiarism.
Ooh.
Can you tell us about the word plagiarism?
Okay, plagiarism means that you take work from another website or from another person's work and then you claim it as yours.
Ooh, okay.
That can get you kicked out of university, as Miss said.
Oh, that's true. That is. You're plagiarizing on your tests or your compositions. Mm-hmm. So how would you use a fact then off of the website but not plagiarizing?
Okay, so you can use the fact, but then you have to write things after it, and then when you're done, you have to list all the websites that you use, the website that you got that word from, so that you don't get trouble.
Awesome. Did you guys get in trouble? No one's kicking you out of school?
Nope.
You're good?
Because we don't even use it.
Okay, you didn't plagiarize.
Nope.
Way to go,
fact-checkers. We won't even get kicked out if we use it because we probably don't know how to use it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Was there anything else we needed to learn about this?
No, I think that was brilliant. Thank you, you
good
two.
Good stuff. Good researching.
Logan Evans there, Cassandra Sanschagrin, along with Miss Canzani, who sat in to help prompt the kids, because sometimes kids don't say much, as you might have realized when they get home from school and you ask, so what'd you do today? Meh, nothing. And we know that's not the case. Well, let's get back to the kids. We have Bailey Layer up next, along with Maxime Vincent Côté. They'll tell us a little bit more here on the Kids Citizen series with Miss Kanzani's Animal Club.
My name is Maxime Vincent Côté.
My name is Bailey.
And you guys were part of Miss Kanzani's Animal Club, and a big part of your project was in presenting it. Can you tell me a little bit about how you presented your stories?
Well, we presented like we did each turn. She write names on the board. We started by writing a story. We did like she gave us a paper to do the stuff, the setting. We put away and now we start writing. After writing, we edited it and did the illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
And after the illustrations, we made it like a real book, and like two or three of us did like a computer book, but the rest of the class did a real book. I did with Cassandra Sunshine, and we did this in the grade ones.
You presented it to the classes?
Yeah, to one class, grade one. And we presented it to our class after.
Okay. And what is it like for you to actually take your story that you worked so hard on and then share it with an audience?
Well.
How did you find that, Bailey?
Good.
It was good? Was it a little bit scary?
Yeah.
What's scary about it?
Being in front of the class.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
Yeah.
What do you guys have to do with your voice when you're presenting?
Speak loudly and don't be jealous, just speak.
Okay.
Don't be jealous, say what you have to say.
Right.
So when you're reading, Maxime Mesa, can you just read in a soft, quiet voice? How should you read when you're reading for someone?
Like, if I were reading for someone because they didn't know the first part, I read calmly and a bit slowly, so then they can understand. And then after we read like half of it, they say, I want to read the rest. I'm going to try to read the rest. And then they make it, if you want to help someone, you have to help them, like, more reading and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, how do you make it sound interesting to those who are listening?
You have to, do some stuff that they like. Like, I think, like, they love onomatopoeia or juicy words.
Ooh.
And we do like some hooks so they can hook on our book and like they say, oh, it's interesting, I want to hear all the book. But if you just put normal words that are not juicy and not interesting, you're like buff.
C'est plat. That's awesome to hook your listeners.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think Bailey can tell me about this. Did you put some dialogue in your story?
Yeah.
So when you're reading your story, do you change your voice for the different characters?
Sometimes.
Me too.
You too? Mm-hmm. And do you change like the way you express, like based on how that character's feeling or what they're saying?
Well, sometimes I express myself. Like, I'm kind of shy, but still I want to read my book to my friends. And then I express my words to them so they can kind of understand.
What is it when we say you should read with expression? What does
expression
that mean?
Like you read out loud, like you can. Expression, like you read out loud like you can. And you read like,
I'm just thinking about when I read you the BFG. You know how we read?
She changed her, when we're reading books, all the books she read to us, I just realized that she changed her voice for characters.
Aha.
But when it's not characters talking, she just put her normal voice.
Thank you for listening to Miss Kanzani's Animal Club.
And don't forget to subscribe your channel.
What silly beans. You're listening to Kids Citizen, and this is Miss Kanzani's Animal Club here for you on CIDI 99.1, our community radio station who partnered with us to pull this whole series together. Next, we have Mr. Preston Harriet. I really enjoyed our chat. Here we go.
Okay, Preston, how's it going today?
Manuel. Good.
So this whole project, you had the choice to either co-write with someone, with a partner, or go it alone and write your own story. How did yours turn out? What'd you do?
Well, first, I was writing with someone, but that only lasted 1 hour.
1 hour? What happened? You fired them?
I don't know. Because we didn't know what title we wanted.
And then did it your conversation break down?
It didn't end well.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it didn't end well. No.
So then you decided to part ways and do your own writing?
Well, Bailey has her story and I have my story. Well, they're basically the same thing, but with different titles.
Okay.
They're sort of the same thing.
Kind of the same ideas. Yes. But they turned out different because every writer has their own unique voice,
and
right?
And I think it came from one idea. The idea went to two ideas.
And you both wanted to take a different route with your story.
First, I didn't want to take a different route.
Okay.
And?
That's why you decided to just write alone.
It didn't work well.
Yeah. Did it work better when you decided to write alone?
Yes.
How come?
I don't know. Wait, no. Actually, I think it only lasted 3 minutes.
Okay.
Not 1 hour. I was incorrect.
And how do you like working alone on projects?
It was hard at first. But during the process, it was getting easier.
Okay.
And Ms. Kanzani said we needed 8 pictures. I thought 8 pictures on 1 piece of paper.
Oh, goodness.
And you had to restart.
Oh, holy.
I thought it was eight drawings on one paper. Paper.
That was not a pleasant surprise for you.
No.
I remember that moment.
And then I had eight papers. First I have 1, then 2. Then I draw the picture.
Yeah.
So can I ask you a question as to why in the beginning you thought that you did want to work with a partner? Why is it good to work?
Because I thought it was hard doing it alone.
Okay.
And I decided to work with a partner. But the idea went outside the window.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
So then you decided it was easier to work alone
It didn't work out.
Okay. But you're still friends? Okay, good.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Peaceful resolution.
It didn't work well.
Okay. Thank you, Preston.
Thank you, Preston. That was perfect.
Well, kids are just so candid. Love it. That was Preston Harriet here on Miss Kanzani's Animal Club, and we're going to take a little musical interlude, and this one goes out to all the grade 3-4 students of Miss Kanzani's Farnham class who worked so hard on these stories and chose to share them with us. So we're going to head a little on down by the bay and see what's growing down there. Catch you on the flip side.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a goose kissing a moose? Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail? Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a fly wearing a tie? Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a bear combing his hair down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see llamas eating their pajamas down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever have a time when you couldn't make a rhyme down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kids Citizen here on 99.1. We're going to continue with Leah Godet and François-Xavier Lahaye. They're going to talk to us about pictures, illustrations, and all those beautiful, beautiful shots that we find in children's books that make it so special. Here we go.
We are discussing illustrations. Why do you think there are illustrations or pictures in children's books?
To make it more interesting, not just words of the book.
Okay.
So, like if it's a children that can't read, well, they can still kind of understand what happens by the illustrations.
Mm-hmm. Tells you a lot, right? A picture tells you a lot.
Yeah, the drawing.
Right. Okay, so I heard you guys did a lot of research and studying different kinds of children's books before figuring out what you wanted to illustrate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you discover looking at these children's books?
How to make good illustration.
What makes a good illustration to you?
Like put the good colors and don't be shy if you get illustrations.
Okay, different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice different styles of illustrations? Like some are black and white, some are more realistic, unrealistic. Yeah. What'd you see?
Some were darker, some were lighter.
Okay.
Like when it was darker, it's kind of like a spooky. And when it was lighter, it was like...
I have a question for Leah. How did you decide what your illustrations were going to look like?
Well, we just thought of what it would look like the bullying and like the room and the dream.
What did you make the bully look like?
Mean, tall, and like very strong.
Oh, okay. And what about the one who was being bullied? What did that character look like?
Small, not that like masculine, and that's it.
What was in your illustrations that kids would really like?
I think they like dogs, and they like colors, and they like pictures, and yeah.
Perfect.
Nice.
And FX, how did you choose illustrations?
I don't really, when I was doing my illustrations, I wasn't too sure what was my story. So when I was doing a page of illustrations, I kind of read the book, a page. And then I got some interesting parts, so I decided to color it.
I'd love to hear from kids. Why do you think adults' books are just all words mainly and no pictures?
Because they don't need to look at pictures because they're old.
And also because they're too lazy to draw pictures.
That's why, eh? These authors are just too lazy. Holy moly. Do you think you start to make these visuals in your mind as you become...
Yeah.
More experienced reader?
Mm-hmm.
But I still prefer the pictures too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, what did you enjoy more, writing the story or illustrating the story?
Illustrating. How come? You're allowed to say it.
Why is that?
Because I really like coloring, and now I have to color a story about that I made, so that made it even more interesting.
Perfect. And what about you, Leah?
Me, I actually like the writing more, because like it was kind of like the mystery to find out what I should write. And also, I like coloring. I really like coloring, but it's just that the book was really long, and it was really hard to color and do the shadow because of the trees and flowers and the room. And it was really hard, but the writing, we were like, oh, we should write that. Oh, I'm just going to write that.
Excellent. Nice. Yeah, I love that we have two different answers.
Very different.
That's really neat.
That again was Leah Godet and François-Xavier Lahaye. This is Miss Kanzani's Animal Club, and talking about the process, the creative process of putting these huge stories together that were so long, 3 pages sometimes. That's a big deal. Huge. Next, we are going to hear from Logan Gindel and Lydia Mayot.
I'm Lydia.
Logan Gindel.
Okay, and we're chatting about the option that you had to either make your book like digital with Google Slides or more of a traditional one, right? A paper book.
Yeah.
Who can tell me about the Google Slides?
The Google Slides is you can make a story with Google Slides also.
Okay.
And also say true things. Yeah. But if you do like crazy things with it or show violent things, you can use it again.
Yeah, we're not going to present it, right?
Yeah, and online books are always online. You cannot change your mind.
So you can't say, I'm just going to take my book out in the canoe and read on the lake.
You
can't do that, right?
Yeah, you can. You cannot break your computer and get the paper out of your computer.
Right.
The computer can go on the copier and copy all the words.
Yeah, you can print it. So yeah. With Google Slides, like, could you use your own illustrations, or you had to make them online?
You can make your make your decision if it's an online book or not an online book. But the both are the same. But the online book is on your computer or your phone or your iPad, whatever.
It's just not in your hands, like with paper
and
pages. Okay, thank you, Logan. Let's hear from Lydia.
So when a digital book, a paper book, you have to take papers, print out the papers with your story, and then take some folders, put them in the folders, and draw some illustration by yourself.
Okay.
It's not the same by the Google Slides, because Google Slides, you usually can do pictures of it, but digital books, you have to draw them.
And which did you choose to do?
The digital book.
You did a digital one. And how did you like seeing it when it was finished?
I really liked it because it was easier to make, and it was more, and it took less time to like take pictures with your computer, because if you did Google Slides, you had to take a picture, go somewhere else, and then bring it. So it was easier and faster.
Okay. And Logan, you ended up writing your story? You made a paper book?
No, I made a Google Doc book.
Okay, you did the same thing.
Google Doc and book, real book. A real book takes some time because it have to load.
Did you know how to use Google Slides before you did this project?
Yes. Sam teach us about it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and it's very fun because he made his own Google Slide to Kita teach us. And we learned a lot about things. We took a lot of progress to go all the way to know Google Slides. And we had pretty much fun doing it. We did about 2 Google Slides presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have picked if you wanted to do another one or just a digital book.
Amazing. Did you feel like you were professional authors when you saw your Google Slide book up there on the screen, on the projector?
Yep. It was so fun.
It must have felt really, really good.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun reading it, but I wasn't there.
Oh no! You missed your presentation time? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm glad you get to tell us about it now.
Thank you, Lydia and Logan, for sharing all that with us. And as the animals and the ants go marching on, we have one last interview here, and that's with Kaden Bessette-Delil. Let's see what he has to say.
Kaden?
Do you have a last name?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Bessette-Delil.
Oh, okay. Thanks for chatting with us about the process of editing. What does it mean to edit your work?
Well, it's more likely to add a little more details to your work and be a little more specific.
So you're checking for, like, can we say descriptive language that you want to use?
Yes.
Now, your story had a lot of great words, a lot of great adjectives in it. Can you tell me a little bit about your power words?
Except, what do we call them? Oh. What do we call the words that you used in your story in our class?
The first one that we used, colossal.
So those are called words of the day?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I don't remember how it's called, petrified. And I think that's it. I don't remember well, but I believe that's it.
So what does it add to your story to use like words like that?
It makes it more interesting for readers to read it.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call those words in class?
Word of the days.
Right, we do use words of the day because they are what kind of words?
Special words.
Juicy words. Do you remember how we always call them juicy words?
I call them special words.
Do you remember a tool that we can use, that we can go on to find juicier words?
No. I don't remember.
No, have you ever used the thesaurus in class?
What's that?
Okay, guess you missed that section. The thesaurus is, remember I put it on Google Classroom, you can type in the word you want to find and it gives you more interesting words.
Oh.
I guess you haven't used it.
No.
Okay, and how do you like doing the editing process? Is it something you enjoy?
Not really. Okay, but it's not the thing that I like doing the most.
Okay, well, what do you like doing the most?
Well, mostly when I'm in my bubble, sometimes time passes by and while I'm doing the writing, time passed quick and without me realizing it, so sometimes I don't get much time.
So you get in your flow as a writer, you get in your space. That's excellent. That's why your story probably came out so beautifully. Are you happy with your end product?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was great, Kaden.
Well, that wraps up Miss Kazani's Animal Club and their creative writing process of these beautiful stories. We hope you have enjoyed hearing their thoughts and ideas and hopefully their tales. A huge congrats to them all. Thank you, Miss Kazani, for hooking up with us here at Kids Citizen, and to Desjardins de la Pommeraye for funding this project, and to you all for listening to our kids series here on Kids Citizen on 99.1. This is Holly Bailey signing off.